Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Keep talking about the rat poisoning. I know that D'Amico was answering questions about that Monday. Damn that. I don't want to hear none of that. The Texans, and I expect the Texans to beat the living hell out of the New England Patriots. This game shouldn't be close.
You ain't laying down for nobody.
I know many of you have been saying, hey, you know, you've been saying the deal of, hey, the Texans are finding ways to win. Like
gritty wins,
and it's real. I'm not saying there's nothing against that, especially against a Buffalo team like that. But you know, y'all should have waxed the Bears. You've seen the Colts play a little bit. It shouldn't be that tight. See, Jacksonville shouldn't have been that tight at home. This is a game that you should blow the doors off them. What do you say? Skull drag their asses up and down the entirety of New England. Run them from Connecticut to Rhode Island, all up and down Massachusetts, should beat the brakes off of this team. They are starting a brand new rookie quarterback. You have a top five defensive mind, and he's got the tools to be able to use to go ahead and work Drake Mays. This thing shouldn't be close. You've won all your four games. You're 4-1. The first four games that you've won by a total of 15 points. You ought to beat the hell out of the Patriots by more than 15 points. I don't want to hear the rat poison thing. I don't want to hear the trap game. I saw somebody texting in the trap game. Ain't no trap game. It ain't no trap game. This is a beat the break. This is a team that has Super Bowl, AFC Championship game aspirations. They shouldn't be on the same floor with you, Nico Collins, or not.
Oh, no.
So that to me is an expectation, Clint. I'll be very disappointed if the post-game show, you and Sean are talking about a tight ball game.
Yeah, I mean, look, it just depends on what your expectations are for the Texans in general and what your expectations are for the Texans versus the Patriots. Here's the reality of it. By the way, 713-572-4610, what are your expectations this week versus the Patriots?
Only one right answer.
Look, here's the reality. For me, it's a question of, do you play down to your opponent? Or do you go in there with this standard that D'Amico Ryans has set in this organization, and do you play the best Texans football that we've seen to date? That's what this boils down to. You continue to play football the way you played football for 5 weeks, this is going to be a ball game in the fourth quarter. They're going to run the football well. They're going to play good defense. They're not going to allow you to run the football. They are going to throw multiple looks at you. It's going to confuse your offensive line. Protection's going to be rough. They got some dudes up front that can both stop the run and rush the passer. Gerard Mayo's a really good defensive mind. They're literally going to throw different coverages, different fronts, all kind of different crap at you. And do you allow that to frustrate you? Do you allow that to get home? Or do you go in there and play again that to whatever the Texans standard is, which I believe is one of the top teams in the AFC? This is that ball game for me. Prove that you're not a team that's going to play down to Carolina. Prove that you're not a team that's going to play down to Atlanta. Prove that you're a team that
they're
is
not that team no more. Are they?
I don't know. I mean, look, this it's been ugly this year, Ron. It's been ugly.
They're not even Atlanta, man. They're not working.
Penalties have been a major issue. I thought we were cleaning things up last week. We did for one half. Come out in the third quarter, 6 penalties for 55 yards or something like that. It was a disaster in the second half. You went right back to who you had told us you were for 4 weeks. And so the penalties have been an issue, right? Stopping the run last week in that third quarter was an issue. Running the football has been an issue against everybody except for the Colts week one. That protection has been suspect. It wasn't just that daunted Bears front that got to us. We thought, you know, Colts week was good. Then you get the Bears, and the Bears week was one of those where, boy, they got a really good front. They got some horses up there. Okay, it's going to be a tough day. And then all of a sudden, Minnesota makes you struggle. Then all of a sudden, you know, it's just one after another where, and it seems like it's sporadically, it's not consistently, it's sporadically when things go south. And so I would like to think that right now at 4-1, the Texans are a team, they're going to go in, they're going to clean up the things they had issues with last year, they're going to continue to get better in that penalty category, they're going to get better, find some answers in the run game, and you're going to go up there and do what you said, double-digit skull drag of the Patriots. You absolutely should, yes. But I'm telling you, it's if you go in there with the same bull jive that they've been showing through 5 weeks, it's going to be a game in the fourth quarter. And the scary part about that is you got Drake May who's over there, one play, one getaway with them legs, he can change the game in the fourth quarter and get him in field goal range. With that arm, big arm, dude can throw it to the moon and back. One play, scramble around back there and sling it over the top. I'm just telling you.
I'm just, Clint Tyler, if Drake May has to make one play in the fourth quarter to keep him in the game,
the worst then that Josh means Allen, the worst that Josh means Allen you saw, you've ever seen needed one play in the fourth quarter last week.
It will not be a good night.
Yeah, but this ain't Josh Allen. And this,
I mean, it's 9-for-30, Josh Allen.
It's 9-for-30, but this is a Buffalo team that has other things outside.
Chief,
of it.
I'm with you, man. I'm with you. But I'm just telling you,
a New England Patriots team.
If you said this yourself Monday, if I'd have told you, hey man, this Buffalo team's just coming here and Josh is gonna be 9-for-31, man. You'd have thought the Texans ran away with that and won that damn game 41-10.
What?
And it took the best ball we've seen all year long from special teams and defense at the end to get a field goal. I'm telling you, if they don't, this is one of those play down or play to the Texan standard. That's what this game's about for me.
Yeah, Patriots are if they don't have enough points on the board to where Drake May's got to make two or three plays in the second half. Like, I mean, this feels to me, Tyler, like a 30-10 ball game.
Oh, it should be.
This feels like
it should be.
This feels like a 30-28, 34. What if the
from jump to
crazy,
right?
Just slowly Jets, creep the away. Crazy Jets won 24-3. They were just getting it together.
Yeah.
The 49ers, which is around the level you're supposed to be in, without McCaffrey, without their best offensive weapon, I think they won 33-15.
This is not your daddy's New England Patriots. Go up there and take care of business.
So what did someone text in? A win is a win. This is the NFL.
Well, yeah.
5-1.
Who said that isn't true?
A win is a win. This is the NFL. I don't care if the Texans win 3-0. 5-1 is perfect.
I mean, ultimately, I think we all agree to an extent, dude. But come on now.
First off, 5-1 is not perfect. 5-1 is a one. And 3-0. If they walk 3-0. If they 3-0. If this is a 3-point ball game, if this is a one score game,
I will be
sorely disappointed in the Texans. Sorely disappointed in the Texans.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.